and talking about that and seeing that what some of the different preferences are, first off, everything from eyebrows to legs and then everywhere in between. What we think, you know, the opposite sex should do or what you feel comfortable doing and all that. Well, just anything, any thoughts you have on hair or lack thereof, whatever. We'll hear about it at 539-9750 or 238-0975. One of our previous callers was talking about she actually uses body hair as a way to be abstinent, almost. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's the leg hair grow out, and that's her deterrent. You said you'd heard of that before, and I guess that kind of makes sense. Scare the guys away with the the leg hair, or I guess it was more of her scaring herself, not wanting to
reveal.
Be self-conscious. Yeah, exactly.
I've also heard that sometimes ladies will wear granny panties on these occasions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. I think you'd be able to get past that rule a lot easier, though.
Probably.
Granny panties. Terrible. And it seems like the hair may work better. I just don't know.
I don't think I'd really care if she had hairy legs or not.
You'd still go for it, huh?
What the hell?
But she's...
wouldn't you?
Wouldn't I?
Well, I mean, I like her too.
I don't think that was her point. I think her point was that the hairy legs make her self-conscious.
Oh, to where she ain't gonna...
To where she... No, it's not coming off.
Yeah, but you know what booze do to chicks.
What's that?
I say, you know what booze do to chicks, though. She's gonna be drunk, and then she ain't gonna be thinking about hairy legs, and I'm not gonna take my pants off. She's gonna think I'm drunk, I'm horny, and I'm gonna give it up.
That's a good theory. Sounds like you've tested it before.
Oh, yeah, time or two.
All right. Well, thanks for the advice today, man.
All right, man, peace.
See ya. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I think that the guys that are really scrawny, trying to look all big and buff, but they don't have a chest, need to keep whatever chest hair they have so that they don't look like a 12-year-old boy.
Nice. That's a very good point. That comes in handy for me. Thank you.
Well, we like men. We don't like 12-year-old boys, just like guys don't like girls with flat chests that look like 12-year-old boys.
It's like that one school teacher was pretty hot, and she went for that kid. So maybe we could pull in people like that instead.
That's just sick and twisted sex. Uh-oh.
That is good advice. That's a very good point. That's probably the best thing we've heard this morning, don't you think, Chris?
Yeah.
That's the most actionable tip that we've had today on the show. Congratulations.
Why, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
See you later. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Body hair debate 2006 continues. Go ahead.
Is it weird for a guy to shave his legs if he has, you know, if he has a problem with hair?
Wow.
I knew people that did it so they'd be aerodynamic.
For swimming or running?
For basketball.
No.
For basketball?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe it makes them faster, you know. They can, like, fly through the air. You know, the air will catch on the hair or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It's supposed to be for wind resistance or water resistance or whatever. But I don't know. Especially for a swimmer, doesn't it actually give you more gripping power in the water? If you think about it?
And more drag.
Well,
does it's very that. Little. No, you want more drag,
do you?
Don't you?
Well, I used to be a swimmer in high school, but I never shaved my legs. Well, I guess at the time I just thought it was too strange.
Yeah,
and plus, I wasn't that fast anyway. So, what difference would it make?
But now you shave your legs just for aesthetic purposes. Is that what you're saying?
I have before, but I know that, like, you know, some women, but of course I'm married now, but, like, my wife, she doesn't really like hairy feet, so I will do that. But I haven't shaved my legs in a while, though, no.
She doesn't like hairy feet?
No.
Like hairy toes or something?
Yeah. Most women don't, though, you know? It's kind of gross to look at.
Well, not if you braid it or something, you know? Yeah. Put a scrunchie on there.
Oh, sticks are crazy.
Put a scrunchie on your toe hair.
You have problems if you can put a scrunchie on there.